ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Sonny. Hollywood!
Wow.
Pony!
I thought he was about to yawn. I didn't know he was taking a deep breath. He was like, and I was like, oh shit, he yawned?
That's a long one.
Good job,
Joe.
With
my fat ass. With my fat ass, you never know. Also with us is Joey Quesada.
Yo, what's up, boys? I don't know who this Facebook user is right here, but he said Pony for president. Jesus
yes.
Christ.
There you
get
go.
Him off the mind. Show right now.
And the person that actually had Gene Simmons fall down in front of her in full costume and makeup, the goddess of thunder, Lee Westy.
What's up?
I bet when that happened, you know, I've heard the story, but I never asked you, what were you thinking when he fell?
I wasn't. It's become legend. It's on all the Kiss Fail videos. It's like...
Is
people don't know it's me at this point. It's like 20 years ago.
Yeah. So like at one point he's like kneeling down in front of you or something, right?
He kept doing it the whole show. We kept doing that. Yeah.
And then he gets up, takes a step backwards, right on his backside.
And you can see Paul laughing and going up onto his platform. The whole thing. But Gene didn't miss a note. I'll give him that.
That's pretty awesome. Now
I worry about people getting hurt and all that because, like, Monsters of Rock Cruise,
yes,
they have a basketball game, right? And Tony's brother Mark was playing basketball, and I think he body checked Richie Kotzen or Nuno and Extreme, and Richie hadn't played yet. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? If that guy gets hurt, Mark, I'm going to kill you.
Right?
Mike Williams is here. Hey, Mike. All right, now the guy that got hit with a bedpan from in the head from Mick Foley, Joey. That was in the script?
What? I don't know. I wrote the script. I don't know what the hell I'm thinking putting that in the script that he has to hit me with a bedpan, but it didn't feel great.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a very famous thing to do because Stone Cold, he hit Vince McMahon with the bedpan, right?
Oh, yes.
So you're in the hospital in your TV show and you just get hit with a bedpan and it's perfect.
Well, if you remember correctly, it wasn't Mick that hit me.
Is it Dude Love or?
No, it was like that old Dude guy Love, at the end, yes. Like the reveal. Mick hits me with a chair and a baseball bat and Mr. Sacco, everything else but the bedpan.
Oh, damn it.
The old guy hits me with the bedpan.
I effed that all up.
Where's the video?
It's on YouTube. You can search for Wrestling with Joey Licious on YouTube. You'll see
awesome.
Mick Foley,
wait.
Dude Love, Cactus Jack, all of them beat the shit out of me.
Yes. On the 9th of September.
All at the same time?
Yeah. At the
yes.
same?
How
yeah. They're all one
How
person. They're all one person.
I know. That's what I'm saying. How can they all?
Watch the anyway. Video. You'll see.
Yeah. You'll watch the video. It's
okay.
Funny. Mick Foley will be here on the 9th. Not on the show, unfortunately, although that would be amazing. He'll be in Marietta, Georgia.
And I
really want to go and get him to sign my title belt. I was going to get him to sign it. Dude Love, Cactus Jack, Mick Foley, you know, every one of the characters. But he's doing it from 4 to 7 in the afternoon on a Friday. Who doesn't work? It's
Where?
Like, what? I got to. It's at some
place. That guy right there.
Joey, come down and do it for me. Okay, and now, Sonny, you were saying something about Menudo this week, and you, I don't...
Well, you said something about Menudo, some video, and I just, you know, said, well, they're better than Kiss, so you're good to go. And the video was better than half the Kiss videos we've seen, so it was pretty good.
I said Kiss was going to be the next Menudo, you know, when Gene and Paul leave, they're just going to keep adding.
It's true.
So what was Menudo's deal? When they aged, they reached a certain age, they had to leave the group, right?
Yeah. Ricky Martin was originally a Menudo guy. I lived in Miami, and Menudo was huge down there. My parents took my sister to see Menudo, even though I don't think it was in English, and I don't think that they could understand a single word. All my sister knew was she loved Ricky. Little did she know. Ricky, you know,
That's okay.
no, it's okay. But I think that it's really funny because her dreams of marrying him.
our shot.
They're shot.
Ricky, you're saying Ricky didn't love her, right?
No. And but yeah, so they recorded "I Was Made for Loving You." I posted that on our text messaging, and and I believe he sang it in Spanish too, right, guys?
Yeah.
I believe so.
That's so funny. All right. So a lot happened this week, and some of it we'll talk about this much.
A little small. We're done.
We're done. And then the rest of it, you guys could do some research, I'm sure, and figure it all out. Thank you guys for being here with us right now. We really do appreciate it. Let's go ahead and let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So, all right. So a lot happened this week. What I can tell you guys is as of right now, unless something happens, I am tired of this Sam Loomis stuff. It really has, if you guys haven't checked it out, it really has become a pissing contest between quite a few people on the internet now. And it's really taken the fun out. Now, I just said that. I didn't mention any names. They're going to attack me. I'm an asshole and a piece of shit somehow, I'm sure. But the truth is, because everybody apparently is.
First step is you knowing, so that's good.
Yes. You admitting to it is
yes.
The first
Hi,
step.
My name is Joe, and I'm an asshole and a piece of shit. Hi, Joe. Anyway, it's just become unfun to follow this whole thing, and
I'm still laughing at it. I'm sorry. I don't want to be involved. But I'm still watching.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lee. I'm not completely done. I think it's so fucking ridiculous.
Same.
But that's the point. It's like watching Jerry Springer.
I can't stop, and I watch Jerry Springer. Yeah.
It sucks, but you put it on, you can't shut it off, right? Yep. And even all the people out there, the other podcasts and stuff screaming, we're fucking done with this Sam Loomis and all the drama. Everyone still, all I hear is posts and talking about it, and I get about 95 DMs a day about it.
Look at Heavy Mayo. I have Loomis fatigue.
I have Loomis fatigue.
That's my boy. Oh, Chris Burns.
I have fatness fatigue. Worst, by the way. I just have fatigue.
I got old lady fatigue.
No, but I just think, again, at this point, even up, you know, a week or two ago, it's so ridiculous. It really is. That it's funny. That these people really think that this one thinks they're right and that person thinks they're right and this person's going to sue
masks.
That person.
They got the masks on now.
We're going to call that guy's job and then this guy's going to get sued and I'm going to, you know, sink him in the bottom of the ocean and I'm going to make sharks attack this guy. It's ridiculous. It's like a TV show. It's getting, you know, when like they say they jump the shark in Happy Days?
Yeah.
We're almost to the point. We're almost to the point where Loomis has jumped the shark.
Yeah, I'm really to the point where I'm like, God, remember at the beginning of this how exciting and fun it was? And now it's like, God bless, you're a piece of shit and you're an asshole and you're a dick and you don't know what you're talking about and you're a butthole. And I'm like, good God, I just stopped following all of it. I did.
I'm still looking.
I've already got enough depression.
I'm still looking.
Sinkin' Stanley is here. In other news, I called it that Kiss would play Shandy right before on PRC. Yes, you did, Sinkin' Stanley.
Did they play it full band, or did they do that little thing where Paul does it? Full band?
It was full band, yeah.
Full band. Cool. It's on
YouTube. I missed it. Okay, I'm going to watch it. Yeah. Me too.
So let's talk about the Australia thing. So Australia, when they see the Kiss concerts, it's like as soon as I'm waking up in the morning, I'm waking up around 8:30 and boom, somebody's live. And
wow.
And at the beginning of the show. All right. Wait, hold on.
Oh, Pony.
Did you say you wake up at 8 or 8:30?
Do you have a job?
Yeah, that's early, Joe. Why do you wake up so early?
Oh, my God.
But hold on.
Dude, if I'm up by 6, I'm late.
6?
Same. I get up at 6:15.
If I get up before 11, I'm shot for the rest of the day.
Oh my God.
Hate you both.
All right, listen.
I just can't function if I'm up before 11.
Lee, my goodness. Listen, if you really want to, I know you don't live close, but you can work for me and teach bass, and then you could just sleep all day and then come to work at night at my store.
Six? Pony. I thought you were the boss. Why the hell are you up at six?
Because he's the boss.
For 15 years, I was up at four.
Oh, my
God. You're the boss. So now you got promoted. Now you're up at six? That's your bonus?
No. You know how I had to get up at six was moved to the East Coast. Remember, I was working for a Midwest company. I had to be up before my boss was up.
Give me a quick rundown. 6:12 in the morning. What's on your plate? What do you got to do?
I'm already doing email. Already answering
shut
things.
Shut up.
Yeah. We got to remember, I work for a 24/7 operation.
Exactly. You emailed them at noon. It's the same thing.
It doesn't work that way.
Hey, Joey.
Oh, shit.
Am I wrong, Joe? The working man is a sucker, Pooney. They say it in Bronx style.
Yeah. I'm working for the man. I can't help it.
What are you going to do?
Joey, we figured it out.
Of course. It's all good.
I
was like 11 years old. I had that shit figured out.
There is solace in what I do, though. Today, I was called a beautiful man. I was called that.
It's all worth it, then.
It was by another man. But that still counts.
Was he also blind?
No. Real nice guy, actually.
Dumb? Something was wrong with this guy.
No, nice guy.
Okay, so Australia's getting the concerts. I'm waking up, and I'm getting to watch some of it with my breakfast at 8:30 or 9. And it looks like a lot of fun. I really wish I was there to hang out and see. First of all, Australian women, can I get a hell yeah? And I'm just saying. Okay. But just seeing Kiss in Australia, they love it so much there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I have another comment here. So you would pay 20 grand to go to Australia to see women you can't have or touch because you already got one, to see Kiss do the same fucking songs they've done for the last 15 years?
Listen, I want to make sure you understand something, that there are rules. And once I cross the equator, I'm not dating Karen anymore.
Oh,
and it's all good.
No, you didn't.
Karen. Southern Hemisphere.
Let's ask her if that's true.
Southern Hemisphere rules are different.
Well, Karen, when Joe goes to Australia. Same rules apply, right, Joe?
No.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay.
That's right.
That laughing emoji is like any woman would even talk to Joe anyway. That's what that laughing
emoji
is.
Oh. Damn, man.
It's cold.
I got skills, man.
Got no respect.
You don't get up till 8:30. You got skills.
Yeah, no, 8:30, but not most days. I mean, a couple of days a week, I got to drive Jace to school, so I'm up early. But the other days, hey, I work a night job so I can sleep in. It's not my fault you chose unwisely.
But he didn't choose unwisely. He can get up whenever he wants. He's a maniac.
No.
Who's answering your email at 6 a.m.?
Nobody. But exactly. I already got emails I got to answer.
Answer them at noon. It's the same thing.
I got to cross them off my list. It's got to have a black mark on it. Otherwise, I can't live.
What the hell list is it? Was that your list for today's show?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Wow. That's very organized.
All right. So here's the deal.
Mine.
People from Australia. First of all, we love you guys. And we really appreciate the fact that you listen and watch. I get the statistics every week, and about 100 of you guys are watching from Australia, and that's amazing. And that's listening, awesome. It's even more than that. This week alone, we had, almost 5,000 views on the YouTube page, which is new for us because we've only been doing it a short time. But we had about 12,000 downloads in place for the week, and that's awesome. Thank you very much. And some of it comes from New Zealand, Australia. Man, we get downloads from Russia, Sweden, cool. Japan, China, India, everywhere. It's really amazing when I see it. And all you guys out there, it makes the world smaller, and it's really amazing, and we love you guys.
Joe, what was the feedback from last week's show? I'm just curious.
It was a little chaotic. It was. There were so many messages I couldn't read them all.
What and about that? You're welcome.
There was one person that said, "Our numbers are high because they were on the show, and you're welcome." And I'm going to go ahead. I mean, you know, maybe, but
it's funny when that person wasn't even advertised. I'm not sure how they drew numbers, but okay.
Yeah,
and but, they never showed their face or name.
Send your hate mail to joeycasada at gmail.com. I don't want it.
He'll take it.
And don't forget.
I have nothing against that guy or the other guy. It's just, to me, it's so funny that people.
It's all great.
I won the battle. And I won the battle. You're both idiots. What the hell are you talking about? And I don't mean them. All of us. They're all idiots. Everyone involved in this is more.
I'm an idiot. I'm sitting here watching it.
Of course. We're placating this. We're idiots too.
I'm an idiot.
I can imagine Joey's email tomorrow. One says, I want to order a book. The next one is, hey Joey, are you available on October 20th or blah 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 gig? Kiss hate mail. Kiss hate mail. Kiss hate mail. Kiss hate mail. Kiss hate mail.
Yeah. And if you're gonna call Joey's boss, he's going to tell HR.
He doesn't have one.
Here's the thing. I don't know what's true and what's not true. That's why I'm pushing it aside. Let's go
ahead.
Well,
it's all out there. It's funny.
Yeah, I want to talk about one other thing. We didn't get to it last week. Sonny, you went to the Gene Simmons Museum.
Yes, we need to hear. I went to the old one.
Yeah, I got a chance to go. Was it it used to be called a Kiss Mini Golf, but now it's called Gene Simmons something. It's
Kiss
got
World
rebranded.
Museum.
Yeah, Kiss World. Nicole went with me. she was brave enough to go with me. So basically, it's at Kiss Mini Golf. If you ever been there, you have a choice to buy a ticket to kind of walk the museum, and you can do a package thing where you buy a ticket for the museum and do a round of golf kind of thing. But I didn't need to do the round of golf, and I was already putting Nicole threw enough headache. So it was $20 to see the museum, right? And it'll take you, like, if you're a super Kiss collector, it'll take Joe 5 hours to get through that thing. It took me an hour, right? Because I was looking at stuff, but, you know, I didn't know there was 83 different kind of Kiss lighters. But Joe was going to be, look, the S is 3% rotated on that Kiss lighter. I need to have it, you know, or whatever. So
a misprint.
I'm bringing a bobby pin and a screwdriver and
MacGyver. That's
locks.
Cases and cases and cases of stuff. There's gold and platinum records everywhere. There's like a red carpet thing that's rolled out. You start out on 4 cabinets of Hello Kitty stuff alone.
Oh,
wow.
So some of this stuff that's in, and it's supposedly like 40% of Gene's collection, but some of the stuff that's in there, I think it was mocked up for Gene, but never got anywhere else kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Prototype, right? Something?
Yeah. It looked like prototype stuff to me because there were some Sonic Broom drawings in there that were pretty cool. That would have made a great cartoon, but obviously we never saw it. So super rare stuff. It has, I guess every case has a shock thingy because I was touching something on the glass, you know, kind of like you do with the fish. And the lady's like, the alarm will go off if you touch that
goodness.
Glass again. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Has Gene ever come out publicly and said, I'm missing blah, blah, blah from the Kiss collection and you know, trying to get it from collectors?
Do we know that he's
missing something?
Okay, there's a TV show called The Toy Hunter.
Right.
There was a TV show, and he was on one episode. I know this because I own them all. And I love that show. And every time I watch it, I'm like, son of a gun, that toy's worth how much? It was in my toy box when I was a kid. And Gene has him come to his house and go, find me something I don't have. Look at my room. I have so much stuff. He just sends him out. And I think he shows up with a remote control Kiss van.
Gene didn't have that?
Yeah. Oh, here's the best part. This is the best part. So this guy is working for Gene Simmons. Of course, it's all set up because reality TV isn't reality TV. But he goes, he finds a few things, goes to Gene Simmons' house and says, all right, Gene goes, what do you got for me? And he goes, all right, this. And he goes, nope, I got that. Next. And the guy goes, how about this? And he goes, nope. Got that. And then he goes, all right, how about this? And he goes, all right, that I don't have. and blah, blah, blah. And then the guy says, all right, I got this for you. This is what it cost me with my fee. This is how much it is. He doesn't pay him. He pulls out a gold record and signs it and goes, this is better
than
money. Here you go.
Amazing.
That's so Gene. The guy took it, bro.
Hell yeah, he took it. Of course. He said,
I take it.
And then he said, I got a new client. Blah, blah, blah. You know, this is amazing. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. So that there's episodes. It's called The Toy Hunter. And I can't, I think his name is Jordan something. I'm sorry. I can't remember think of his name right now. But if you guys ever get a chance to see it, it's a pretty good show. So, Sonny, you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah. You can take as many pics as you want. Oh, yeah. No issue there. You could take a picture of every single thing if you wanted to, if you want to stay there that long. So the funniest part of this thing. So we're, and you know, you can try Jean's boots on, but
I saw
it's like a size 8, right? So I just kind of held them.
You
there's
crammed
no
them
way
on, didn't
put
you?
That on my feet. No, hell no. So about, I would say
aren't they
two-thirds
like a cheap
the way.
Pair?
Yeah, yeah, they're not real.
They're rubber thing, yeah. Oh.
So about two-thirds of the way through, Nicole taps me on the shoulder and she goes, I'm sorry. Right? And I'm like, what are you sorry for? I'm always giving you a hard time about all the KISS shit you got. You don't have 1% of what's in here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't realize it was so much stuff.
Wow.
Now that's you can awesome. Start opening up a little more, Sonny. You can buy more stuff.
That's a door open for sure.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%.
But no, it's definitely for a KISS fan and especially a KISS collector.
Yeah.
Now, the Uber collector that's got everything and has seen everything is like, that's fake, that's real, that's never been made, that's fake, that's... I don't know how much that person's going to enjoy it. But if you're somewhere between me, who is a very light collector, and one of those crazy collectors, you're somewhere in the middle, I think you'll really enjoy the place because you'll see stuff you've never seen.
Joe, we should take a road trip.
Drive?
No.
Oh, I thought that's
you
what
a
road
trip... You just call it a road trip.
Oh, okay.
Sonny,
no.
Can you send the Coles jet for us and pick us up?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
I'm all about it.
Dude,
we'll
I don't
go.
Got a hold of that jet. I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody that gets up at 6 o'clock every morning.
Listen, I know how to get us all to Vegas. Hey, Karen's watching right now. Just you guys tell her to ask me to get married, and we'll do it in Vegas, and then you guys can go.
Well, why does she have to ask? Jill, you're all messed up today.
Was that a proposal?
No, she has to ask me. I'm the bride.
Nobody does.
I'm the bride.
Oh my God.
Karen, right now, live on the air.
Karen, you should pack your stuff and put it outside.
We're all coming to
Vegas.
Oh
my God, really? Here, Karen, I got a different message for you. Run.
That's what I say. Pack your stuff and pack his stuff and put it outside.
No. What
start
is going
throwing
on?
Shit out the window.
Right,
what is going on with all the wooing of Lee on the show today in the comments?
Don't know. I'm embarrassed.
So she's had three men tell her, or I assume they're men, telling her how beautiful she is. Hey, it's 2022. The world is different. Okay. All right. So let's.
Thank you.
Yes. It's a wonderful thing. I promise you, and we will all agree, Lee is very beautiful, and we've all hung out with her
shucks,
in person.
Joe, thank you.
Okay. So let's go ahead and, you know.
Chris says I'm an idiot, too.
Yes, Chris. Yep.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yes!
Oh, this good. Week,
oh my Christ. God!
I don't
no,
want
you didn't.
I okay.
Want so anyone to know who I am?
My, I don't want. I am not Gene Simmons. On the Bay City Psychos, which was my band, we did a show. We used to wear hockey masks, and we did a whole show. And then on Halloween, and then we turned out all the lights and turned them back on, and we all had our own KISS hockey masks on. And Trey actually was Gene Simmons because she was right. He was our bass player, and he cut this out so he could stick out his tongue. Otherwise, nice. It's no fun. I'm going to do the rest of the show like this because it's fun. Not really. I'm kidding.
I like it. Keep it on.
No, I can't do that. It feels weird. So this week we got a letter. You guys could always email us and tell us, hey, try this in your show. This is an idea for the show. This is an idea for a topic. We'll read anything and discuss it. Some of them are so complex. Right, Sonny?
Yeah.
Like some of the
complex.
Games.
Oh, some my of the... God. That game, you guys would stop being KISS fans if you had to play that game.
Yeah, there is no way for us. I can't even follow along all the directions. I just send it to Sonny, and then he goes, I understand it, but we ain't going to be able to do this.
Can't handle it.
It's like too much. But the person that's sending us those, thank you very much for putting that much thought into them. It's very hard. You got to simplify it a little bit more. What is Sonny? Was there merch for sale at the KISS Museum?
Nick, nothing for sale that hasn't already been on sale at KISS Mini Golf. That's not what it's about. It's more of a looky-loo thing.
Well, no, there you go. I would try to buy something. I'd be like, all right. So anyway, we got an email. This is the email. I didn't get permission to use somebody's name, so I don't want to do that and get in trouble. It says, so thank you very much. You can always email us podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. PodcastRockCity1, the number one at gmail.com. It says, 15 songs for this week's KISS Alive show. Okay? This is what it said. KISS debuts in 1979 instead of 1974. First three albums are Dynasty, Unmasked, and Elder. Things in the KISS camp aren't rosy, and this new group is having a hard time getting airtime. That said, there is a buzz about their cool live show. Management decides to release a live album. What are the songs? We did 15, and we're going to let ladies go first.
You said we could include Killers, too.
Killers, yes. Okay, because it was in the mix of that.
Right. So I opened my show with I'm a Legend Tonight.
Didn't see that coming at all.
It's a good opener. Come on.
It's sure, but what I'm saying is I assumed it would be the specific song that everybody would pick right off the bat, and that did not happen. That is awesome. Very nice out of the box, Lee. Nice one. Joey.
So I went a little different. So in my mind, I think maybe it played out the same way. Dynasty didn't really stick with the public. Unmasked really didn't stick with the public. Even The Elder, in a sense, probably didn't stick with the public as their third album. But now they're trying to get this live album like KISS Alive and really propel them, right? To try to show, okay, this live show is really where it's at, right? So I took a page if anyone out there knows the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Many people don't know. I've been the sub drummer for them for the last 17 years. So I know that show inside and out. It's one of the biggest shows in the world. I think it just ranked, I think it was seventh in the last 10 years, all time grossing tours, seventh on the list, like right just below the Rolling Stones and Bruce Springsteen and U2. It's seventh on the list of all time grossing shows of the last 10 years. So, That's crazy. Do really well. Their model works. And if anyone doesn't know what their model is they do the first half of their show is a story. They do a full story, and each song is based in this story. And there's a narrator that comes out and kind of narrates the show in between songs. And it kind of goes through the story of this, depending on what album they're doing. Each album is their own concept album. So I actually went that route. Technically we're on the Elder tour right now because it's the third record, right? So KISS is on the Elder tour, and they're going to try something new and do this whole concept record live. And so I'm going to start like TSO starts with a narrator coming out, kind of starting to say that, you know, the beginning of the Elder, you know, when the Earth was young and you know, all that stuff. They start the narration of the Elder inside the cover. And they start, you know, with the curtain still up and fanfare is kind of happening. And the curtain comes down. I know it's not the biggest bombastic intro, but it's going to start with just a boy.
Wow. That's
that
another
quite
out of
an
the
intro.
And
that was
Sunny,
quite something.
Sunny, did you just throw up in your mouth a little bit?
That was a lot of talk. For just a boy.
Oh, well, I just had to set up. That's going to set up my next. That's going to set up my next 10 picks. So it's going to be the Elder right in order.
Sweet, wow. Sunny, way out of the box, man. That's just
really wow.
All right, so I left Killers off of it because I was done with this thing before we thought about putting Killers on it. And I'm assuming it's basically the beginning of '82. So. The album's going to be called Better Live, right? Just because they're better live.
Nice.
And they're going to take advantage of some MTV stuff later because MTV is now 6 months old by the time they're doing this tour. And Gene's kind of figuring out that maybe MTV's the thing. But for this tour, they open with The Oath. Because there's not a lot of songs on Unmasked and Dynasty to me that probably are heavy enough to really open, if you want Paul to open it, let's put it that way. For Paul to open up the show, The Oath is probably the best way to go opening up.
Yeah. I mean, it's super heavy, and it's as far as the Elder goes, it's the most metal song on, or rocking song on the album. I like that a lot. For me, I went a little different too. I'm shocked that we all didn't have the same song starting the thing. But one song that I love that opens up a record, every time I drop the needle, I always have to make sure the volume's up really loud because I want to hear it at the beginning. And that is That You? And I could see Kiss opening that a show yeah. with is That You? I've only seen them perform it one time, but still, it was amazing. So my first pick was Is That You? Lee, what's number two for you?
Well, since I had Paul singing the first one, I had to do Gene next. So I did Mr. Blackwell. I love that song.
Love it.
You know, I remember being a kid and trying to figure out, are they talking about a real person in this song?
Yeah, who's Mr. Blackwell?
Who's Mr. Blackwell? And then one day I was looking in the newspaper or something, and I still was a kid. I might have been about 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And there is a Mr. Blackwell. And apparently, or maybe he was, I don't know if he's still living, but he was the guy that used to make the list of best and worst dress.
That's right.
And I thought to myself,
it couldn't be.
Man, they don't really like that guy very much. It's not well.
Mr. Telling him to go to hell. Yeah. Nice.
Nice. Apparently Kiss isn't dressed very well.
Exactly.
Joey, number two. I hate saying that.
So again, you know, I set up my whole first half of my show is going to be The Elder. So they're moving right along with the concept. Staging is all set. It's not a play per se, but it's going to be moving stages, moving concepts throughout the night. And the narrator, who is Morpheus, we'll call him, right, from The Elder, comes out and narrates another few lines about this boy and his quest to become this hero, and they go into the Odyssey.
Nice.
Naturally. What do you guys think about that whole online mythological theory that the movie The Matrix comes from The Elder?
I've never heard that before. Is that an underground rumor?
That's the first time I've heard that.
It is. There's a whole page. You could go online and read about it. So basically, if you go and you look, the Morpheus is the guy who is in both movies, The Matrix and sure. The Elder.
Right.
It's about this guy who yeah. is supposed to be like the hero is going to save
the world, right?
Right. And he has to learn things and get better and become stronger. Now, mind you, this is also Star Wars.
Right. Listen, so, that's the concept for all these, you know, big fantasy,
right?
Whether it's an album, whether it's a movie, whether it's a cartoon, Lord of the Rings, all this stuff. It's you know, it's the same old story, the boy coming of age and being, you know, fighting the evil forces of darkness, right? It's the same old story. But I always was fascinated with the Elder. I know Sonny hates it. I just think it's a great concept. And I love, you know, how TSO, if there's any TSO fans out there, do their live show built around this story. I think at this time, I think, again, I said it on one of our previous shows, the only reason the Elder failed was because of where Kiss was in their career. I think the Elder, marketed the right way at a different time, would have been huge.
I really hope, can we put in a request for you to play drums for the Atlanta show for TSO this year? Is this way I could come and see you play drums?
I wonder if you were playing when I went and was Jeff Scott Soto was singing.
No, I've never done a live show with them. I've been literally the backup drummer all these years. I've never officially gotten called.
So wow. So if it happens, they just call you and say, be in Florida tonight and you got to go.
Yeah. That's my TSO gold record right behind me right there. Cool, yeah, it's
that's so cool.
Crazy.
I love that show. It was freaking amazing.
Okay. Sonny, you're up. Number two.
So Lee was nice. She gave Gene the second track. Paul was never going to give Gene the second track. So this is supposed to save Kiss. He ain't going to let Gene do that. So it went from The Oath to Is That You?
Okay.
Good song right choice. Good choice. Yeah. I love both those songs. Number two for me. I just erased it without looking.
What?
Wow.
You stop it.
What did I have?
You erased it. What, like a pencil or something?
You don't have many songs to choose from, Joe. I'm sure you could figure out what it was.
Oh, he wrote it on his phone or something. Wow.
It was at this moment where I felt really silly. It was... Oh, I know what it was. It was right out the gate. Okay, so they finish Is That You? And then they go right into Hard Times.
Great song.
Yeah, my thing was is I noticed that I was ace heavy.
Well, these, especially Dynasty and Unmasked, is very ace heavy.
Great ace songs, yes.
He's got more than Gene, I think, if you combine them, right? Dynasty, Gene only has two songs. Ace has three.
Yeah, no, that's true. And he always talks about the fact that he had more songs than Gene. On Unmasked, too, didn't he? Did he have three songs on Unmasked. Okay, Lee, you're up.
Number three. Okay, so we had Mr. Blackwell, and next I'm going to Escape from the Island, because I freaking always love that song. It's freaking rocks. That's all I got to say.
Love it.
I love their instrumental stuff.
No, I agree. I really wish they would do something like that live. It would be so cool.
Oh, it'd be so cool if they broke out into that.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if they broke out into anything different.
Oh, my goodness. Sinking Stanley is loving that comment, I'm sure. Okay, let's see. Joey, number three.
Again, moving right along, Morpheus is back out, you know, talking about the origins of the Elder, telling everyone the history behind the Elder, you know, right from the inside of the album, right? That's the story right there. So they're just going to talk about that story all the way through the show. And then they kick into one of my favorite songs on the Elder, Only You.
Mm-hmm. I love that song too.
Me too.
I love how the melody follows the bass.
Only You.
I love that. And you know, and it's not like that you get a lot of that out of Kiss. You know what I mean? It's just something that's a little different. Sonny.
All right, I'm not going to do this in the Paul voice because I got a lot of Paul's raps here, and I'll lose my voice if I
just
do it in the
do
Paul
it.
Rap.
Try.
So I wrote his first rap, right? So, of course, he does the woo, and he does the how you doing, people, and he tells everybody we're recording live tonight for MTV video, right? This new thing called MTV. If you don't have it, you can have it soon. So he says, you know what? Let's try something. I want you to repeat after me, and he gets the entire crowd three times to say, I want my MTV. because Gene is looking at it going, we will be on MTV forever with that. They will be clipping that and using it for the rest of time.
Smart.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, he does, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Right. And then tells Gene to go and they go right into Charisma.
I like it.
That's good. My number three is I Love It Loud. Chance.
That's not on there.
That wasn't that's one of the choices, list, dude.
Not Creatures.
It's the wrong album.
Oh my God. I did do the wrong.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Joe, I think these were your rules. Am I wrong?
They were his rules.
And then he texted earlier, asked how many songs.
I'm so sorry.
What a mess.
We're live, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go with the next one. What makes the world go round?
But I'm just curious.
Is that okay?
Now, you picked I Love It Loud. Is that the only Creatures song on your list, or did you go with more than that? Or did you just have a...
Half of it's that.
Someone said you're cheating.
You go brain dead for 1 second, right?
I'm not going to tell you guys. Just keep going.
Joe's making his new list as we're doing this.
My brain. Look, I got a lot happening. My whole world is screwed up right now. Karen's out of town. All right, keep going.
Oh, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Kidding me?
Karen, he's so dependent on you.
No, maybe. Okay, so what makes the world go round? That was my next one. Let's see. Lee, number four. This is a total train wreck.
Number four for me was Is That You? Of course. That's a great song.
On that Australian
I love it.
Video, it's so good live. All the Unmasked songs are so good live.
Yep.
Yeah, I love how he's 1, 2, 3, whoa, and then goes into it. I'm like, that's so good. Joey, what number are we on?
Morpheus is back out telling everyone the story of the rose, how this boy has to, you know, basically pass the tests to become the hero. You know, we're starting to really get into the storyline now, and we kick into Under the Rose. Another amazing song on the Elder.
Yep.
If I was planning a show where that song was it, I would have to have like some like the Gregorian chant, like people, you know, Under the Rose.
Again, in my vision, all of this is happening. There's a choir on stage. Yeah. There's, you know, if you've ever seen, I didn't want to go into the whole TSO production, but if anyone who's seen TSO, it's very Kiss-like, the staging.
It really is.
My good friend Brian Hartley, who does a lot of Kiss's staging and Kiss, he was on tour with us. We were on Kiss. Brian does all of TSO's lighting and staging, and they have big giant props, whether it be a giant clock that comes out is on fire and ticks down through the whole show. They have all these crazy Kiss type stagings. And, you know, that's what this Elder stage would be like. There'd be choirs, there'd be kids, there'd be, you know, different things going on. I know in the early 80s we're a little limited, but in my brain, it's still that TSO level of production.
Yes.
I've just seen videos online of it. They even have like risers and
lasers. They had the cherry pickers and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only do they have the risers and the cherry pickers, they're the same ones Kiss uses. They've used, like when I've been there for the staging and I've been on stage with them, a lot of the stuff even has some of the Kiss logo stuff on it. They have the actual ones. They just, you know, because when Kiss is off the road, Kiss doesn't own that stuff. Another company rents them out. They get them and they share all that stuff. It's funny.
That's awesome.
Sonny.
All right, so Charisma's done. Of course, Paul's got to get his time on video since this is going to be on MTV. So he says to the crowd, Ace is going to do a little number for you now. See, I met this girl backstage. You know what I mean? She just wanted to get down to it. But I said, honey, I don't need that. I just want you to talk to me.
Nice.
And then Ace starts talking to me.
Yes.
Yeah, I can write Stanley's stage raps.
You know what? That's better than most of Stanley's Pony. That's not bad.
You're very good. He should hire you.
Not bad at all. But we never really actually got into who's in this band right now. Obviously, if it's the Elder, we got Gene, Paul, Ace, and Eric Carr, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Oh. And that's that right there.
I have Peter in my scenario.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I just threw that out the window because I was like, it's too much to think about. I already fucked everything up as it is in the first place.
So you had one job.
Yeah. My next song, it's like, my next song is Anything for My Baby. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the joke. It was a joke. Let's
see. Oh, my God. The powerful and attractive Mr. Matt Porter.
He's been here with us. Note to all of the Kiss tribute bands out there. Take Joey's idea and do the Elder stage show. Somebody already did. I haven't shared it to the Facebook page yet, but Sonny and I watched a little bit of it. Did you watch any of that? Lee, you didn't watch it?
It was me.
I didn't see it. Was that on YouTube, guys?
It's on YouTube. So
can you send it to me, Joe?
Yeah, I will.
Didn't some kind of high school do it too? I saw that.
Yes, a high school did it as a play.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought it was crazy. All right, so let's see. What are we at? Five?
Five.
You're number four. You never said it.
My number four is Shandy. Shandy. Gotta have Shandy in there.
I don't.
And of course, the whole band is playing and Paul is not lip syncing. Number five, Lee.
Five, I went back to a Gene song, which is one of my favorites. It's Charisma. Just
love it.
One of my favorite Gene songs. So he's so Gene in that.
He is really Charisma. Charisma.
Love it.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Joey.
Ace gets his shot. You know, again, same thing. We're going through the story now. And we hear about this dark light, and Ace comes out, and we you know, we hear that Jaws opening, you know, dun 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 dun, and they kick into Dark Light.
I mean, this is the thing. Sonny's nodding his head, but he hates all these picks. But I love them.
Me too.
Yeah, I wish I could see them. I mean, on Kiss Cruise one time, on the first one, Paul, he had his acoustic during the acoustic, and he just went, "I am just a boy." It was really funny.
People probably went nuts.
Yeah, and then I want to say that Gene did a little bit of I don't mean to get wait. And they did do I on the show one time on the cruise, and that was really.
I think that's one of the most underrated Kiss songs in history. I think it's classic Kiss. It's almost perfect. I really do. I think that in the right time, that song could have been just as big as Rock and Roll All Night or I Love It Loud. It's an anthem.
Yep. I cannot stand to listen
to that
song.
They were shooting for an anthem there, I think.
Oh, yeah. They did it on every record, I think. Sonny Pony, do you think Peter could pull off all the stuff off of Dynasty Through the Elder? That's a silly question. Peter Criss, 1975?
Yes.
No, this is not 70. This is 79 Peter Criss.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's the Peter we would need to in some way pull this stuff off. Let's see. Sonny, you're up.
So because we're coming up to a couple of longer Paul raps, we're going to do a few songs in a row here. So we went from Talk to Me and then straight into A World Without Heroes.
Nice.
Pony putting in an Elder song. Two Elder songs already.
I was trying to be real with what, like, I've got some unique things, but I was also trying to be real going, look, this is what they're going to end up doing.
Right.
Right. And just because I don't like the song doesn't mean it doesn't sell or it's not that people don't like it. I just don't like it.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen them play that electric. I think I've only seen them play that acoustically. And I don't know if I was. Now, if I was seeing them in concert today and they were on the stage and they went into A World Without Heroes, I think I would be happy. But I also think I might be like, that's just brought the whole crowd down.
I'd be like, are we getting Say Yeah next? Oh, no.
Oh,
time to build the merch booth.
Nobody wants that.
Okay, so we're at number what, five?
For you.
Yes, five. For number five, I'm now in better territory here. So I chose Sure Know Something for number five.
Nice.
I think that I wanted to keep it into like a mellow kind of chill zone before it gets heavier and harder again. That's what she said. ba-dum-bum. Lee.
We're tracking to finish sometime next week. You do realize this, right?
I know. We need to move it.
Yes. Go. Lee, number six.
My number six was Magic Touch because I had to go back to a Paul song.
There's nothing wrong with Magic Touch. Joey.
Again, moving right along with the Elder story, picture the staging. Everything is changing as the story is progressing. The narrator's telling you the story as the songs are coming out. Paul is literally doing no stage raps for this whole first half of the show. It's all storyline like Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and they go straight into World Without Heroes.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Sonny.
So three songs in a row with no stage rap, they go into Sure Know Something. So you got Talk to Me, A World Without Heroes, Sure Know Something. So they're basically rotating through the singers right now.
Yep. Yeah. Number six for me is The Oath. Can't have that. Can't have Elder songs without that one. You're next, Lee.
Okay, my next one was Talk to Me. That was my next one.
Sweet. Talk to Me, Joey.
Me?
Again, moving along. It's getting heavy now. The story is coming to its climax, and we hit The Oath.
Yes.
Yep, gotta have it. Sonny.
Get a little stage rap. People, you're in for some treats tonight. We just gave you some sensitive Gene, some grooving disco. So let's get back to the rock and roll with a little dirty living.
Yeah.
And hand the microphone to Peter.
Yes. Why not? That's the only one you have that he can sing and the whole night. And you got to have him do it. Let's see. So this is seven. My number seven is Banana Naked City. I've only seen that played live one time, and it was by Ace's band, and Ace wasn't on stage. Still
not even gonna ask.
Still,
so it was done well. That's what you're saying.
Oh, that was in the balls.
Balls.
Yikes. Number eight, Lee.
Number eight. I'm going to Only You.
I love that song.
Me too.
Yeah, man, it's such a good song. Joey.
Yeah, Sink and Stanley said it. How does any KISS fan not like The Elder? Sink and Stanley, I couldn't agree more. I think The Elder is a fantastic record, and I would love to see this done live. I can't believe a tribute band hasn't done it on the boat all these years. It would go over so big. The Elder live straight through on the KISS cruise for these last 10 years, it's nuts that it hasn't been done. But we're going to go into the evil Mr. Blackwell trying to capture the boy.
Yes.
Interesting. Sonny.
All right, so you get a longer stage rap. So he says, listen up, people. We don't want to be boring like every other band releasing live albums. So we're going to give you something a little different. How many people got Dynasty? So, of course, five people raise their hand. Yeah, well, before we recorded Dynasty, all four of us were actually working on some solo material. But KISS was born, so we scrapped all those ideas. But we're going to share a song from each one of us off of those ideas, if it's okay with you, and you get four new songs in a row, one from each of us, and the first one is Radioactive.
Is this allowed, Joe? I call false start.
Hey, listen, yes, because I have news for you. At any moment, we're going to get a new song for me, and it's going to be War Machine.
Radioactive.
Pony, you could have just said, yeah, and these are some other songs we were working on. Rock and roll all night and shout it out loud.
Yeah, I don't think that's not fair.
Fair is a four-letter word you use on a bus. Keep it there. Radioactive.
It's spelled differently.
And you get a fire breathing at the end.
Joe knows I'm the grammar police.
You're disgusting, Pony.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, what number are we on? Six?
I don't know. Eight.
Seven, eight.
We're on eight.
Eight for me is Nowhere to Run. Lee, what's number nine for you?
Nowhere to Run.
Nice choice. Nice.
Gotta go to Killers.
Joey.
Yeah, so I'm closing out the storyline of the first set It's going to obviously close with the final track, and the Elvis storyline is going to come to a close during this first half of the set, and we're going to close with I.
Possibly my second most hated song. I just
shut
I
up,
don't
Joel.
Know. Sunny, number 9.
We're on the solo album kick, so Paul's next. Tonight You Belong to Me.
When did we say we could include the solo album?
Sonny, Joe,
I did it.
1978.
Mute Pumi for the next three picks. Just keep muting him.
Relax.
Listen, Sonny. Goodness gracious. Something's going to happen at the end. Something's going to happen at the end. Let's see. My number 9 is Tomorrow. You're welcome for the singing, by the way. I feel like there's so many of these songs that I could sing. DS.
So my next one was Dirty Living. And I could say the best time I saw that done was on that Bad Boys tour with Ace and Peter. It was so cool because they came out and sat on stools and he was playing the bongos. It was so fucking cool.
Yeah,
I'll never forget it.
Nice.
So, Lee, you and I are the only two that are really doing this correctly. You know that, right? Joe decided to pick songs from Creatures. So we got rules. We can pick.
Even the people that make the rules are
Dynasty, Unmasked the Elder, and we even added some killer songs in there. So those are the rules. Those are pretty simple.
They were
rules.
The rules.
Joe's on to Creatures of the Night, and Pooney is picking all the solo albums. Great.
No, but I'm not doing it. I'm trying really hard not to pick the Creatures of the Night now.
Good for you, Casada, rule follower that gets up at 11:30 every day. Good for you.
Wow. Why are we bothering playing the game then? I might as well just list a live one then.
Told you why I did what I did.
It was
creative.
It's not creative.
Don't be jealous.
Cheating.
Don't be jealous.
All right, what number are we on? I'm so lost right now.
Don't be jelly.
I think we're on 11, right? Are we on
11?
We're on
Joey,
10.
Is it you?
We're on 10. We're on 10.
10. Okay, go.
Joey's
Joey,
10.
So my storyline is over, just like Trans-Siberian Orchestra does. They do the whole first set is a complete story. And then the back half of their set for another, you know, 7 or 8 songs, whatever it is, they just do their best tracks, their most energetic tracks. So Kiss is going to kick into the other half of their catalog and start the regular just rock and roll set with Is That You?
Nice. Okay.
I like it.
Sonny.
So we're in the solo albums. F you. So Ace is up next. He's going to do Rip It Out. Then they're going to Escape from the Island, and he does his solo at the same time.
Absurd.
So it's just like a 7-minute Ace time.
Hold on. Did you just pick 2 songs in one slot, too?
Good. You are making your
Rip It Out, Escape from the Island, and a solo all in one. Would you like some vocals, too? Rip it out, take my heart.
And adding extra songs.
From the start. It sounds just like the album.
It's just like when we do the trivia games and Pooney cheats. It's the exact same thing.
Listen, I need to do this really quick. 428 Rocker 68 might have come in a little late. He's really confused if it's a he. Sorry, I don't want to misgender you and get canceled. All right, here's the thing.
Say they, Joe.
They. Okay, so here's the thing in case you missed it. This is a list with the premise that Kiss debuted in 79. So you only have Dynasty, anyway.
Your name is Pooney.
Right.
Unless your name is Pooney.
And Joe.
And Joe. So we're on 10, right? 2000, man. That's for me. Lee, what's next?
My next one was Dark Light, which I love. I love that one.
Yeah, man. It's really easy to be Ace heavy doing this. Joey, 11.
Yeah, I go right into 2000, man, as well.
No. What?
Yeah, nice one. Sonny, he's like, we're going to
do Jump pick anything
by Van Halen.
We couldn't pick anything from Peter Solom because it's so bad. So Peter does Down on Your Knees and then does his drum solo.
That's all right. I could see Peter singing that, actually.
That's allowed, Pooney. Okay, good work.
Improvising.
That's so funny. He got a compliment. It's so whatever. All right, number 11 for me is Dirty Living because I want Peter to sing something.
Joe, were you at that show, Bad Boys?
No, I never got to go. I didn't see that.
Down at the Variety Playhouse?
No, I didn't get to go. Lee, you're next. 12.
12. I have Easy As It Seems. Love that song. Boom, boom, doo, 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 doo. It's got cool bass. Doo, 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 doo.
Yeah. Okay, Joey, 12.
Yep, I'm sticking with Unmasked, one of my favorite songs off Unmasked. I think it would have been a great live song tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. Not bad at all. Sonny.
So we get to Stage Rap with Paul. Hope you like those. They may be coming to an album near you very soon. Let's get back to the songs you already know. Damn, honey, those look impressive. You must be European. And they go straight for She's So European.
Nice.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Number 12 for me, She's So European as well.
Oh.
Number 13, Lee.
13 for me is back to Gene. She's got X-ray eyes.
That's always good. Not when it comes to me, though. Joey, 13.
So for 13, I decided to do something a little different. Kiss decides to look back at their demo catalog, and they decide they're going to do a montage of all of Kiss Alive 2 right now. It's going to be fantastic.
Good for you. Good for you.
No, I'm going to go with, again, the Gene classic. I even had the idea of maybe Eric Carr singing this, but we're going to go with Charisma.
Of course. Has to be on it.
Sweet. Next, Sonny.
So this is a song before the encores, and it's not going to be in the encores. It's going to close a regular set. I Was Made for Loving You.
Hmm. Gotta have that.
No, you don't.
No, we don't. My next one is Only You.
Nice.
Lee.
Yes. So what are we, 14?
Yes.
I'm going a little lighter before the final song, so Sure Know Something.
Love that song. Joey, 14.
14, one of my favorite Dynasty tracks, Magic Touch.
Hell yeah.
Yep, good one. Sonny.
So crowds chanting kiss, kiss, kiss for the encore. One light turns on. Gene is hoisted down from above, and he does a spitting blood routine and then goes into Naked City.
Interesting.
Nice. My number 14 is What Makes the World Go Round.
Found out. Found
Sorry.
Out.
I'm going to go listen to that song when we're done. Around. I have 9 copies of Unmasked, all different vinyl.
Of course you do.
One is Russian, too. It's really weird. And all the songs are done in Russian. Number 15, Lee.
Closing it out with I. What else?
Wow. Nice.
Duh.
And I know Joey's not doing that. What's you closing it out with?
Yes. Yeah, so right, to me, up to this point, if they debuted with Dynasty, I think Kiss came out and they were almost like a one-hit wonder of the late 70s. I Was Made for Loving You was a really big song, maybe even a number one single for them. But then they fell off the map, so it's still their biggest song at this point. It's what everyone knows them for. They're trying to get people to their live show to come see this new concept album, The Elder. But people are still buying tickets to come see I Was Made for Loving You.
Which is true. And I will go ahead and say that that is my closer too. And the reason why I said that now is because Sonny will have something completely different, I hope.
Sonny's got a big close-up.
Well, I have to because I don't have I Was Made for Loving You as a closer.
Nice.
So you hear one more Paul rap, right? I want everybody to get home safe. No drinking and driving, y'all. One last thing. Believe in yourself because if you don't, nobody will. Let's go, boys. And you close with I.
Wow, I really screwed the pooch on that one, didn't I? I pulled it out screwed in the end, the though.
Now, Joe, now that we're done,
put it back in. Put it back in.
Let's see.
Six minimum.
So you had Creatures of the Night songs in there, and you didn't open with Creatures of the Night?
No, that's why I kept saying I thought everybody was going to do that. My brain, for some reason, I went later. I skipped Dynasty and went the other three. I'm sorry. I apologize out there,
it's
you guys.
It's okay, Joe.
You can. Don't be
we
mad.
We forgive you.
Thank you. Lee, so sweet.
Well, it's a good thing we're not live. You could just edit the show.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Anybody want to call in?
Okay, listen, thank you guys for watching and listening. We really do appreciate it. I'm lost. Sunny, do you have anything to add?
Thanks for listening, people.
Damn. Joey.
Yeah, always fun, guys. Check out my other podcast, Top 5 with Joey Quesada. You can check it out on all podcast platforms and YouTube, of course. We're doing this week's episode, we're doing the top 5 records of 1986.
Ooh, that's a good year.
Heck yeah, that is a good year. I love that year. You know why? What record came out? The Elder. Lee! What? You have anything to add?
No, this was fun, and I'm sorry, everybody, that Sonny and Joe have to cheat. But it's okay.
I wasn't cheating. I fucked
creativity. Creativity.
Taking license to be creative.
I will say, Pooney blatantly cheated. Joe's just dumb.
I'm dumb.
So in your scenarios, there nobody's and not write any songs before Dynasty.
Put your mask on. That's right.
Come on.
But you don't. But no one knows. Then every song is on the table, right? Every song.
No, because when we do. If we did 1, 2, 3, we would pick She, right? And She was before.
But you're saying those songs they were working on, but they could have been working.
That's right.
They could have been working on any of those, any songs. Why not Shock Me? Why not Rocket Ride?
That's true.
Why not,
that's true.
So you just
the reason I picked the solo the because they were separate, right? And they got together and brought Kiss together.
Okay.
It's almost bedtime, Pooney. You got to wake up early.
All right, listen, so thank you guys for being here with us. There were 50 of you guys with us through the whole show. You're amazing. Come back next week. We're gonna have a new show for you, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. And don't forget, podcast rockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. send us your ideas for its show topics, and I'll try not to fuck it up the next time. And you know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for... Oh, by the way, one more thing. Make sure you do go and listen to and watch Joey's new show. B, make sure that you check out Sonny's show only when Sonny's the only one hosting it. C, Matt Porter's new show is up now. Make sure you check out this past Friday's Kiss Room. And
if you want to see Mick Foley beat me up, go to Wrestling with Joey Licious on YouTube. You'll see it all.
Absolutely. If you guys love 80s wrestling, that's the show for you guys to watch. You know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts. We love Kiss podcasts. Most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this. In 3, 2, 1, peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.